105.9 The Region, covering the most important stories of all, yours.
She was in trouble before she was even born. Three different heart problems detected in an ultrasound, and she is here celebrating her 18th birthday. A lot of this thanks to the David Foster Foundation. Her name is Evan, and she joins me right now. Hi, Evan. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
You had some heart problems that were detected before you were even born, and these were pretty serious, weren't they?
They were. I don't even know what they are, but I hear they were very rare, and like the doctor didn't know what to do with them.
So they tried their best when you were born, but it didn't end there. You still went through a whole heck of a lot over the duration of your life.
Yeah. I mean, the first heart stuck around for a good while. I got a second heart when I was 7 in the summer of, I don't remember.
So you have had 2 different hearts in your body.
Yeah. Technically 3. My first heart was, didn't end well. The second heart from my first transplant. And then my third heart, which we call the golden heart, because when I received it, Canada had won first gold medal in trampolining at the Summer Olympics.
Oh, okay. And how is the golden heart today?
It's doing great. I'm feeling happy and healthy.
Your mom is there too, Tamara. Can I speak to her for a moment?
Of course you can.
Hi, Tamara.
Hello. Hello.
It must have been a shock when you found out through the ultrasound that Evan's heart had 3 different problems with it.
So at that first ultrasound, the defects, the 3 that were shown, were absolutely devastating. It was my first pregnancy, and my doctor had actually called me while she was on vacation once she had gotten the results, because that's just how serious everything was. And then I had to go for several follow-up ultrasounds throughout the course of my pregnancy, and almost every ultrasound a new defect would appear, just making the need for a heart even more evident.
And she's had, as she explained, 3 hearts in her body. The struggles you must have gone through must have been incredible.
So the struggles that we've gone through were just, the second time I went into autopilot, the first time was definitely, I was unaware of what waters I was about to navigate, what lied ahead. The outcome was definitely bleak. There wasn't a lot of silver lining or hope given with the prognosis. But with the help of the David Foster Foundation helping me out financially so that I could focus on Evan, emotionally, we were doing okay, because we, even right from the get-go, as long as I was with her, we were okay. As long as I was beside Evan, I could focus on her. And I didn't have a care in the world outside of Evan, which was so fortunate for us, because I was able to focus on the love and the healing that Evan needed.
It is something people don't think about. You know, they think, okay, she's going to need medicine that has to be paid for. She's going to need hospital stays, doctor's bills. Some things aren't covered by insurance. And that's all they think about. They don't think about the other things that the David Foster Foundation steps in for. Things like what, Tamara?
So the David Foster Foundation helped pay for accommodations while I was away waiting for the transplant. Evan was listed for the first transplant while I was still pregnant with her. And I live in Victoria, British Columbia, and I was sent to Toronto to SickKids Hospital. And the foundation helped to pick up my living expenses there, which was something that 100% I would not have been able to do. This is 18 years ago. This is before the fundraisers and whatnot. I had no other choice. I had no avenue. And I didn't know, as a single mom, how I would get from Victoria to Toronto for the top doctors to take care of my unborn child, to ensure that they were to live. And that's when the foundation stepped in and they were able to help with the living, the groceries, the hospital food, everything that's needed.
The parking.
When you're away from home. Absolutely the parking.
it's almost as expensive as food, or pretty well is as expensive as food.
You normally can't afford food because you're paying for parking.
What do you want people to know about the David Foster Foundation?
The David Foster Foundation is...
like a second family to me. They've inspired me so much. I've even taken an interest in piano because of David Foster. And Mike Ravenhill, he came to visit me in the hospital during my second heart transplant. They're amazing. I love them so much. They've done so much for me and my mom. And I wish I could repay them, which I know they would deny, but I want to repay them somehow.
They're more than just a name and a foundation. They literally are like a second family to us. They work with their hearts. They care so much about us. And they're just, I want to say I've never met a foundation like them, but it's not like I have experience with foundations. But being with them for over 18 years, since before Evan was born up through to her 18th birthday, has been nothing short of an amazing experience. In amongst all of the heartache and pain and the struggles that we've had with the hospitals and Evan's health, having the foundation cheering us on and supporting us has just made everything so much more easy.
So I think maybe the best way, and I started to say a little bit earlier when Evan had said she doesn't think she could repay them, maybe just a word from you about people checking out davidfosterfoundation.com.
To help the David Foster Foundation, you can be an organ donor, you can support them in any way. Support the family, not just me, but the other one, and supporting the David Foster Foundation.
And that's davidfosterfoundation.com. And, you know, they are a wonderful group. They're a great group, but they can't help anyone unless people help them. Right, Evan?
Yeah. It's kind of like a circle of some sort. You can't help them if you don't help others. It's a cycle of kindness.
Circle of life. Well, thank you so much for this. It is wonderful to talk with you on your 18th birthday, when I'll bet a lot of people didn't even think you would make it this far.
Sometimes I didn't even think I would make. I look back and I'm just, wow, bewildered.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you to you and to your mom for a very heartfelt message.
Thank you for interviewing us.
Access Off Air using the TuneIn app or by asking your smart speaker, play 105.9 The Region.